Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik juggles the ball. That's an error on Kralik. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matthews moves to third. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Matthews scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Hauser goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Davalillo steals third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wagner. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Wagner steals second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Francona reaches second base with a double. Wagner scores. It's 3-1, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Kralik covering, for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo, who is chasing the ball. Matthews reaches third base with a triple. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cimoli. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Wagner moves to third. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Francona is walked intentionally. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Held reaches second base with a double. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0 for 1 in the game. Kralik is hit by the pitch. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hauser bunts towards the mound. Seghi fields it and throws to first for the out. Held moves to third. Kralik moves to second. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner is walked intentionally. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green is called out on strikes. One out. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 0 for 1 in the game. Seghi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Matthews strikes out. 2 outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Seghi covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. the Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 2 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Edwards moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green strikes out. One out. Tommy Reynolds pinch hits for Diego Seghe. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Edwards moves to third. Cimoli moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Causey reaches second base with a double. Edwards scores. Cimoli scores. Matthews moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Indians. Gary Bell now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cimoli. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alvis moves to third. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Francona is hit by the pitch. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alves scores. Francona moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Francona trying to get to home. Matthews throws the ball into Edwards, who tags Francona, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Romano moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing first base. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colavito scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-3 in the game. Cimoli is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Edwards and he is out, Green applying the tag. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Ted Bosfield. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-4 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.